The fact is that even though women are joining the workforce in greater numbers than ever before, insidious structural and cultural barriers to their full participation continue to remain. The cultures of our workplaces have changed so as to permit women's entry, but they have not changed so as to foster women's promotion and opportunity whilst in those workplaces.
Kate Ellis, Minister for the Status of Women, speaking at the National Press Club today about women and the future. Well, women's issues and rights are still a hot point of discussion following International Women's Day. The government is launching a 12-year plan and an $86 million cash injection into the prevention of domestic violence against women. Also in the works is a plan to review the practice of the Equal Opportunity for Women in the Workplace Agency and reforms to legislation aimed at closing gender pay gaps. I spoke to Eva Cox, who works at the Women's Electoral Lobby. She sees a few problems with these reforms.
EOWA has done a very useful task of providing us with lots of data, but I'm not quite sure that the model that they're running actually does help.
And so she did want to enshrine in legislation that the government will not be doing business with those who don't perform and comply with pay equality. Do you think that's an answer to the problem?
I don't think it's going to fix the problem. I think it does bring some pressure to bear on the agencies. But the trouble is you've got to actually check up whether the agencies are doing what they're doing. And that's one of the problems that EOWA has had in the past, and I don't know how they're going to fix that. Because at the moment, you know, if you've got a good PR division and you know what you're talking about, you can write a very good report which makes it look as though you're doing terrific stuff and put in a whole lot of statistics. But unless somebody goes out and checks them, how do we know that they're not, you know, putting a very good gloss on what they're doing? I think this is one of the problems with that whole business of reporting, is we're very dependent on the honesty and competence of the particular agencies, and no one government agency can actually check them out in the way. I think we need to attach this much more clearly. I think we've got to start actually a serious, deep discussion about what do we mean by productivity in the workplace, you know, what's wrong with shorter working hours. For years we went from 48 hours a week to 40 hours a week to 35 hours a week, and then we were going to get even shorter working weeks. Now they've got longer again, and we haven't even started talking about it. So I think we've just got to have a look at the way that a sort of very macho, masculine-driven workplace still exists, and trying to add a few furbelows for women on the edges of it doesn't really change it.
Kate Ellis is also championing an increase in the rate of superannuation for women. Do you think that's a good idea?
No. Superannuation is actually a very gender-biased system. It sort of supports those substantially who work long, who have longer working lives. And I mean, that inevitably, if you've worked for longer hours, for more time in your life, you're likely to have saved more for your retirement. But what's very unfair about the superannuation system is that it rewards those on high incomes with big tax concessions and actually charges too much tax on people on low incomes. So it's not worth it for low-income women to put their money into super. The idea that superannuation, any increase in superannuation is good for women, is just not on.
So Kate Ellis was talking about the future of women. And just finally, where do you think women will be in 100 years' time?
I think unless we sit down and really look at how we change the culture, political culture, and stop talking so much about economics and start talking about social issues, we need to sort of try and upend the whole way that we look at what is a skill and what is a reward and what is socially useful and what is economically valuable. If we don't start looking at that in a way that really increases the valuing of what women tend to get left to do and how we sort of change the structures of workplaces, I think women in 100 years' time will still be looking for the next 100 years of International Women's Day. But I think that unfortunately over the past couple of decades, the sort of second wave feminism has sort of petered out, and we've had very few changes of any significance recently, apart from a slightly deficient payment for maternity leave. And I think we really do need to sit down and have a thorough rethink of where we're going. It's not up to government to do rethinking. Government's not good at thinking. It's up to the women that are listening to this program and women's groups everywhere to sit down and go back to the idea of the women's liberation movements in the 1970s, which was to change the basis of what we were doing in the society so that what the stuff that got left to women was better valued. I think we've got to put that back on the agenda, and I think we've got to get much more radical. Otherwise, we're going to get stuck in the same mess that we're stuck in now. We have to take some responsibility for the fact that we've lost our contact with the ball, if you like. We've actually compromised far too much, and we're now grateful if they allow us to be equal to men, and that was never something we really wanted.